Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is mild and pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys sunny skies, while Jerusalem sees a light breeze. Haifa remains clear and comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last hour, Israel Hayom reports a tragic accident on Highway 60. A 16-year-old cyclist was killed near the Anon intersection. Also, Walla reports a soldier was seen damaging a statue of Jesus, causing outrage among Catholic Church leaders in Israel earlier this hour. Also this hour, Forward highlights Israel's Memorial Day. The ceremony at Mount Herzl in Jerusalem reflects the ongoing grief of new military losses. Separately, Israel Hayom features a piece urging unity amid national debates. Omar Lachmanovich emphasizes the resilience of the Israeli people. And finally, I-24 News reports Iran's parliament speaker opposes U.S. negotiations under pressure as a ceasefire deadline approaches. Here's what people are saying online. A user known as Kikas6652 posted just minutes ago, referring to the Partner for Peace. Malka Fleischer, a commentator, posted earlier today, honoring fallen soldiers with a promise that their sacrifice was not in vain. The Times of Israel reports Rahm Emanuel urged an end to U.S. financial aid, reflecting declining democratic support for Israel. This was posted earlier today. Now for more on those stories, starting with the tragedy on Highway 60. Israel Hayom reports emergency services found the cyclist lifeless. The accident raises ongoing concerns about road safety in the region, impacting community awareness. Turning to the incident in southern Lebanon, Walla reports the Catholic Church leaders expressed deep shock. They demand accountability, highlighting the delicate religious tensions in the area. Meanwhile, as Forward reports, Israel's Memorial Day ceremonies continue to grow with the addition of new graves. This reflects the ongoing costs of conflict, underlining the personal losses felt nationwide. Separately, Israel Hayom's article calls for continued debate and unity. Omar Lachmanovich argues for resilience in the face of challenges. This piece resonates with many, promoting hope for a shared future. Finally, I-24 News covers Iran's stance on U.S. negotiations. As the ceasefire deadline nears, tensions remain high. Iran's refusal under pressure could impact regional stability and diplomatic efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC discusses AI's growing role in investigations. As AI becomes more sophisticated, the need for human insight becomes crucial. Separately, Walla Business reports a delivery issue in Rosh Pina. A resident couldn't receive their bed due to war-related disruptions, highlighting supply chain challenges. And finally, Globes reports a major real estate transaction in Jerusalem. An American Israeli purchased two apartments to combine them, showing continued interest in prime locations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.